Welcome to the historic Sherboneau Theater in Ridgeway.
That's Patrick O'Leary. He's the president of the Ridgeway Chautauqua Society, the community group that runs the Sherboneau.
The building was built by Louis Sherboneau, and he built the theater so that his son and daughter-in-law would have a place to play. His son was a violin player, a fiddle player.
O'Leary says when the venue was first built in 1915, people entered the theater by first walking through the Sherboneau drugstore.
And you would enter into the drugstore, and you would buy your tickets, but you'd also be exposed to the candy and the soda fountain. And you would come in through a door over here into the middle of the theater and take your seat for the silent film.
Over the years, the building has changed hands and served many purposes. O'Leary says it was even a roller rink at one point.
And of course, it's always been the gathering place in town. I understand from the local papers at the time that 300 people came here to hear that the United States had just entered World War I.
In the winter of 2009, the Sherboneau closed. And after that, it reopened as a saloon, but closed again in 2011. In December of that year, community members banded together to take over managing the Sherboneau. That group later became the Chautauqua Society, and O'Leary is happy to announce the organization now owns the Sherboneau.
And what's really, I think, very compelling about that, and what's different about it this time around in terms of bringing this theater back to life, is for the very first time, the historic building itself will be in the hands of a community-based nonprofit.
Ashley King is the executive director of the Sherboneau. She says the theater's programming draws a wide crowd.
Music enthusiasts love the Sherboneau because it's a place to listen to live music. Poetry enthusiasts love the Sherboneau because it's a place to listen to and share poetry. Lecture enthusiasts love to come and learn more about the other people that live in this community or in this region.
King says some well-known figures and musical acts have come to the theater, including singer Molly O'Brien, pianist Doris Merritt, and author Craig Childs. This year, the Sherboneau turns 100. O'Leary says there will be a celebration to mark the anniversary in September. And over the next several years, the Chautauqua Society plans to repair and renovate parts of the theater.
We need a new roof. So that will, you know, be one of the early things that we do and plan for in the renovation. So there will be probably 2 to 3 phases of work.
However, before construction can start, money needs to be raised for renovations and covering the cost of buying the building.
We will be looking to raise in excess of $750,000. We don't have a finalized number yet because we are still working closely on our renovation plans.
A 2-year capital campaign is being planned to work towards that goal. But O'Leary says the most important thing is
to keep the lights on and the shows going.
For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.